Jesus told his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." How do we recognize these false teachers who come to us in the name of Jesus? There certainly are signs which help us recognize those who pervert the good news of salvation from sin and death by God's rich love alone for the sake of the death and resurrection of Jesus. There are only two ways to look at obtaining eternal life, of receiving the reward of heaven. The first is to perfectly keep God's law in every respect to earn the right to live in eternal paradise. This is unobtainable, but that is the message of most religions. The second is to rely completely on God's rich grace, love, and mercy. This is the true teaching of Christ Jesus, that God sent his Son to pay the price of our sin. Jesus continued, "You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit." If the teacher, if the pastor, insists on certain actions for you to be saved from the guilt of your sin, that is a false preacher. The fruits of teaching about works is despair and hopelessness. Following the rules doesn't help, because we cannot reach a standard of perfection the law demands. May our Lord grant us wisdom to recognize the fruits of false teaching, so that we may hold firmly to the truth of God's grace. Amen.